So in our last video, we were looking at the higher self. You know, we were talking about how the higher self tries to speak with us and how it tries to get our attention. And one of the ways it does this is more on a subtle level. So we looked at more of the quieter type of the mind, where the frequency is more still. And this seems to come through as an intuition. And then we've got the senses, which is the inner knowing, that feeling, that intuition, mind's eye, hearing beyond what is now. We even looked at those impressions of smell, taste, and when loved ones, we pick up their frequency and when they come through, just to let us know that we're okay. But what do we do with this? Well, we miss these signs. You know, we either miss them or dismiss them. It's like we don't recognize where it's even coming from. In fact, there's not even a correlation between that sort of intuition and sensing to that this is how the part of us, the higher self and inner voice, will actually communicate with us. And we don't even recognize, perhaps even think, that that's a way that that part of it would try and sort of communicate and get our attention. So today, in this video, we're going to be looking at communication. But this is a communication that uses the physical body. Now, I'm going to be honest, when this first happened to me, I was a little taken back. It sort of made me look at things a little bit more differently. And I probably wouldn't have recognized it or really sort of thought that this internal communication was even a thing. Now, this concept has been around for a very, very long time in our consciousness and on the planet. And Yu Sui, who pioneered Reiki, and wasn't even called Reiki when it started, it was really all about connecting in, remembering the source energy that's within us. But he realized that a lot of what's going on in the physical body really has started in the emotional and mental body. In other words, it's what's going on inside our mind and our emotions attached to it. And he realized that there was a direct link. And he referred to this as a level of dis-ease, especially when this flow of life force energy was interrupted at these levels of our chakras. So we fast forward now, and then we get to where Louise Hayes was realizing there's a thread here, that really a lot of what's going on in the physical body really does take its first step into our thoughts and also in our emotions. Now, this might be a little bit of a surprise, or some of you might realize that there is, when we connect the dots, that this really is something that once we realize that there is this communication, there is this, if, like, signals, how powerful it is. And that really happened to me, and it's happened several times. Now, I also found this out to be even more, if you like, added weight when my journey started with hypnotherapy, and then I did past life regression. And then a couple of years ago, I did the quantum healing hypnosis technique. So in other words, the QHHT. Now, some of you may know that this is the Dolores Cannon method. And she's written books, really, about the higher self and how it does communicate with us. It can actually answer a lot of our deep level of questions. And that hypnosis session is very powerful for that. And this is just something which is one of those things, unless we have that experience, then we kind of think it's a little bit sort of out there. But I wanted to share really an experience that the first time I started to sort of see what Yu Sui was talking about, and Now I can sort of see with just being aware and watching this over sometimes at different waypoints of my life, where this communication is really powerful. So one of the first times it started with me was back in 2016. Now it was at a point where my health took a turn and I was very fit and I was doing a lot of workouts. So it sort of like was a bit of a mismatch really. But it was centered really, if you like, around my throat. So there was a lot of issues with the parathyroid, issues with calcium in the blood, very exhausted, blood pressure through the roof. And I always like to go to the doctor and I was referred. So I think it's important that we also look that if there is any support and help for an interim, you know, when it comes to our health. So this was going on for a little bit and I had surgery, but the symptoms was still there and it hadn't gone away. So this is the first time I would say that I kind of looked at what was going on in the physical, and I also then became a little bit more aware of what Yusu was saying. In other words, what's going on in my mind? What's the emotions? So I had to then realise, okay, what is going on for me? And it so happened at that part of my life, there was a shift happening for me, and it was really on my path and where I was sort of going with that. And one of the things that came up is that I got a sense that I needed to use my voice. And that was not music to my ears, I've got to tell you. In fact, it was the very thing I didn't want to do, because I knew that meant being out there speaking, my worst case scenario, actually talking. And so this sort of continued. So I kind of ignored it for a little bit, but I was still feeling very unwell. So I got to the point where it wasn't getting any better. Blood pressure was going through the roof. I wasn't feeling very well. And I'd already by that time had surgery. So I thought to myself, well, let's really look at what's going on. Now it's for me, this is very personal, this is where, you know, we have to look at what's going on for ourselves, is that for me it was centered around my throat. Now, like I said, I already had a sort of an inkling, you know, that intuition, that little feeling, that little sense that there was something that I needed to do. And that very thing I didn't want to do. But this is getting to the point now, I was thinking, come on, what's going on? So I took a bit of a more of a, for me at the time, felt more of an easy route, where I started to put my words into a blog, an article. So, and the reason why I did that, because the throat, if you look at that whole energy system, that's really all about self-expression. That's really about authentic communication, being heard, listening. So it really sort of captured my attention, if you like, because I thought to myself, well, this is the thing that I don't want to do. And yet my inner guidance is saying, well, this is what is next for me to do. So I had a little bit of a war going on. But I did put some level of me out there. And this is where I sort of kind of thought, this is really powerful. Because the more that I put my voice out there, the more I talked about certain things, then I began to feel a lot more better. Then the doctor and going, you know, my blood, everything was going down and then being weaned off. And this kind of got me thinking. So this is really powerful, because when I started to use my voice and started to write articles, then I got my health back. There was a level of equilibrium again. And now I have to say that was the first time. Now after that, then for me, something else happened. And I talk about that, some of the things on the podcast. So there's a lot of information on the podcast. You might want to go and sort of join me on there and listen to some of the subjects that we talk about. Because this is really important. Because a lot of what's going on in our physical life really is as a result of what is going on for us on a more energetic and subtle level. And the way that this part of us communicates is through those subtle things, those little nudges, those little feelings, those little knowings, you know, those little hearing. And when you hear the lyrics of a song and that song is just exactly what's going on and it means something. So I hope this helps many of you out there that are kind of looking at where the mismatch is going on in our physical lives, why sometimes our health and even our mental health then takes a decline. What's going on? Because what I've realized is this part not only communicates with us, but it also has the answers at a much deeper level of ourselves, which helps us out in our physical life. You know, we go through the physical life and, you know, we're understanding more and more that the answers are within us. Well, how do we find that out? You know, so this is where this is really helpful. And one of the most incredible ways is through meditation. Because what meditation does, it puts us into that frequency. It puts us in to that state of being where we can hear, feel, or know that part. And that's one of the reasons why I've done a podcast really about Can't Meditate, where we go into a little bit more as to what is behind the Can't Meditate. And there might be some things that you might want to go and check that out. I'll put the link of that under this video. So this is really an incredible part of ourselves. It's all knowing and it really loves us. It really kind of wants to help us. And that part of us is connected with our angels, our guides. And sometimes that part of us wants us to do something. And then we get into this sort of thing where we start feeling really low. We talked about that before, where we just, in the last videos, because then you feel low, you feel lost, and you're not really understanding where that's come from. So sometimes it's more that that part of us knows that once we got to this point of our lives or this part of the path or at this age, that we would do that. Because that's part of the plan that our soul, our higher self, that bigger me, that inner guidance sort of put in place. But when we get there and we miss or not even realize that's the way that the higher self communicates, then we start to feel really, really low. And I've seen this over and over again with clients and my work, and it's happened to me. So this is really an incredible way that we can start strengthening and hearing that part and really trusting that part, because it really has the best interest for us. And that is through meditation. So I've also put together on YouTube the 21 days meditation challenge. So if you want to start this and it's free, then go on there and every single day you'll see me at the start. We do a tip and literally we go straight into the meditation. The other thing you might want to take a look at is on the website of learnreikiconnect.co.uk, which is really an incredible method. And that's the one of Reiki. It's been put into our consciousness for a reason, because that really helps us to connect with the light, the inner guidance, that higher self, whatever label, helps us to connect with that and connect in with the source. And when we do that, it kind of opens us, fine tunes us, so that we don't get this hit and miss. You know, when we start our meditation hits, because we're just connecting in with that part of us. So I hope this is of help. And if you want to hear a little bit more, I talk about this on the podcast. So please hit the subscribe button and follow along. And I will see you very soon. So do take care and bye for now.